the prophets of doom are saying that David Noble is gone and Jeff Walsh will come in and do all the dirty work. You've worked with Walshy. What do you think will happen in that situation?
It's an interesting one. Geez, they were ordinary, weren't they, North on the weekend against the Crows. I mean, the Crows were good, but what were they thinking with McKay forward and not playing on Tex or Fogarty? What are you trying to do here? You're trying to fix your forward line, but you can't get it in there because every player on their list has gone backwards from last year. Mm. So the end of last year, they started to look really good. Admittedly, Cunnington was playing in the team and he was carrying a fair few on his shoulders, but every player in their team has gone backwards. I can't think of one. I actually thought maybe Tristram Szeri, the ruckman, but he wasn't playing, so he's coming off a low base. They've all gone backwards. Greenwood looks a shadow of himself. Anderson, LDU, Goldstein, Larky, not the same player. Turner, I liked in defence last year, playing on small forwards. He's gone backwards. McKay's had a lot of injuries. That tells me you've got major problems in your club. You don't often see that. So that happened at Collingwood and Buckley went. Every player virtually went backwards at Collingwood, which means you either completely stuffed up your pre-season, which happens a lot, surprisingly happens a lot. I can't believe it still happens in this day and age. Or they're making it too complicated, the coaching staff at the game, and they look like they don't know what they're doing, which is what it looks like to me.
Jeff Walsh.
The players, and they certainly haven't got that. Jeff Walsh.
He went to Carlton, and he was the one that got rid of
He did their review, but David Teague was already gone, so Walsh's gone there. If you look at their hierarchy, North, they've got zero, hardly any experience in their key posts. I mean, the football director, the legend, I can't think of it, Tommy, come on, the left-footed legend, Tuffy.
Rock.
He's never been involved in a footy club. No, not Anthony
Archer.
Rock. Stephen.
Stephen, yeah.
He's never been involved full-time in a footy club. Obviously, the president has, I can't think of a first name, Hood's his second name. The CEO, no.
Yeah.
Brady Rawlings is young in there, and so is Daniel McPherson coming from Melbourne as the footy manager's young in there. They've got no experience, real football experience in there, so Walshy will help there. But my biggest worry with Walshy, and I mean, I get on really well with Walshy, and that he left an awful mess at Collingwood when he left.
And North
there's
Melbourne.
At the end of 17, there's not one person left at the club at Collingwood that he appointed or put in positions. I think Chris Dixon might be the only one, might be one, which is a worry for me. And the whole salary cap and the dump and players unhappy and, God, it was a mess at the end at Collingwood. But he's extremely experienced and a smart bloke, and hopefully they can sort North out because they've had this is a horror year, and everyone should be worried about their position there.
Maddie.